Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf hey. Sanhedrin daf hey, and today's shiur is sponsored again, L'Refu Shalema, Tova Mata Baschana Etel. And also, today's shiur is sponsored, Le'ili Nishmas, Mr. Jack Geizals, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Binyamin. We thank the families for the sponsorship. Okay, hey, Dalet Amud Beis on the last line, but the last line right before we started anew is we mentioned a chiddush regarding basa b'chalav. We mentioned that there is a machlokas tanoim, whether yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesora, and we went back and forth. Maybe that everybody holds yeshem lemikra because of lo savasha kadiba chalev imo. Maybe everybody holds yeshem lemesora because of the pasuk by totafas. So we ended up saying, really, there's a machlokas. Really, there's a machlokas. We said maybe there's no machlokas when the words are exactly the same, and you don't change the, you don't add or take away any letters. The word says no. That also is a machlokas, as we see by the context of Aliyah L'Regel, Yireh Yireh, as you come to see, so too you should come to be. As He Hashem comes to see, you should come to be seen, and therefore you see over there. Everybody, there is machlokas by. There is a shita that says Yeshem Lemesora, and there is a machlokas by, even if you don't change the letters of the word, they just change the ta'amim, the nekudos. So the Gemara answers, you're right, really, Ella, everybody agrees, there could be a machlokas, but by Basa V'Chalav, we say everybody has to hold that it means chalev and not chalev because derech bishol asra Torah. The Rashi explains, because chalev, it has to be cooked. Cooked means in liquid, and that can only take place in water. It cannot take place in milk, and that cannot take place in fats. And therefore, that's how you know, derech bishol asra Torah. But a couple of points on that Gemara before we continue with the new material. First, a number of the Baalei Machshava say al derech drush, the hasuma be'achas me'ena, hasuma be'achas me'ena of pater min ha'ra'iya. If somebody is suma, blind in one eye, we have to have two eyes in our yahadus. And again, people say this, the Mefarshim quote this different ways. One of them quoted here in the Magal Yisashas is, we have to believe in gavlus ha'adam, gavlus ha'borei, and shiflus ha'adam. Right, or others have it gavlus adam and shiflus and gavlus habore. Whoever one says it, but we can't, if we're suma, if we're blind in one eye, if we don't have the proper outlook, so then pater min ha'ra'iya, we're going to be exempt from the. Doesn't really mean pater according to this pshat. It just means that we're not having proper ra'iya. We're not having proper ra'iya. We have to have both visions in our to have a balanced avodas Hashem, and that is obviously godless habore shiflas adam, godless habore godless adam. However, one says the two visions, avas Hashem, iras Hashem. One could substitute in. Okay, but now the last point was regarding basa b'chalav. So derech bishol asra Torah. Tosfos here quotes. First from Rashi, that chalev, uvechalev, eino bishol elatigun. If it would mean chalev, that the verb wouldn't be bishol, and that's why it has to mean, milk. Then Tosfos quotes, v'yesh mefarshim, derech bishol asra Torah. Not just that milk you could cook in and fat you can't cook in, but derech bishol asra Torah, de below bishol shari, v'yedei bishol asr. You know it means milk and not chalev, non-kosher fat, because this is a pasuk, this is an isser that only becomes usser through the cooking. It wasn't usser beforehand. Chalev is usser even before you do anything with it. So that's why the Gemara understands that it can't mean chalev, it has to mean chalav, because milk is mutter. Only once you cook it with the meat, so that's when it becomes usser. De below bishol shari, vayidei bishol usser. That is what a second suggestion that Tosfos has here. That suggestion is what the Gemara uses elsewhere. The Gemara in Pesachim on Da Mendala discusses that Basa v'chalav is what we call a chiddush. The Gemara says there, mi basa v'chalav lo gamrinan to chiddushu. You can't learn from basa v'chalav. So what does chiddushu mean? It means a chiddush. I wouldn't have known this without the Torah. Tosfos points out in Yevamos Daf Zayin that can't be what the word chiddush is. The Gemara has in a few places that a certain context is called a chiddush. Motzi Shemra will have in a few daf from now. Right? Motzi Shemra will have is called a chiddush. Right? Why? Actually, the main sugya is in Ksubis, but again, it talks about it here, at least a little bit. Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush. What does that mean, is a Chiddush? I wouldn't have known it without the Torah. I wouldn't have known a lot of the mitzvahs without the Torah. I wouldn't have known Shabbos. I wouldn't have known Paraduma. I wouldn't have known, right? A lot of anything. Tefillin, tzitzis, right? The only, so what does chiddush mean? It can't mean that, oh, I wouldn't have known had the Torah not said it. Chiddush means, says Tosfos, davar hasoser es haklal. Something that goes against the regular rules of the Torah. That's what a chiddush means. And that's what we find. By Motzi Shemra, what's the chiddush? Because you're chayev to onshim. That's against the usual rules of kim le'bedrabimine. So whenever you have a lashon, edim zomim im chiddushu. So why is edim zomim a chiddush? Right? So again, usually you would say if you have two against two, that's a contradiction. That's trey u'trey. But here, all of a sudden, edim zomim, you believe the second edim and not the first edim. So again, that's the chiddush. So the Gemara asks, ibsachim, daf mem dalid, you know, how is that, basar b'chalav is a chiddush. So what is the chiddush? The Gemara says, ilema da hailuchude, koi v'hailuchude, shari, hailuchude v'hailuchude, shari, u'bahadi adadi asur. If you want to say the chiddush is that it's pretty unusual that you have two items that are mutter, you put them together, they become asur. Right, isn't that unusual? Maybe that's the chiddush. The Gemara says that wouldn't be so unique. Kilayim nami. Hailuchude va hailuchude shari ubahadadi asur. You have that by kilayim. By all the examples of shatnis. Kilay begadim, kilay zroim, right? Kilay behema. We have items that are mutter separately, but put together they become asur. Ella, says the Gemara, the difference is because the itaru le kule yoma bachalba shari, if I soak meat in milk all day, shari, it's still mutter. Boshule, bishule, usr. Only if it's cooked together, right? That's when it becomes usr. And that's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara goes off, to find a different source for what the Gemara is talking about there. But that's derech bishul usr Torah, what the Torah said, what the Tosfos uses here. That's the chiddush that the Gemara Psachim uses for basar b'chalav. Derech bishul usra Torah. So again, what about soaking? What about kavush kimavushal? We're not going to get into that right now, about certain soaking after a certain amount of time. But this is the Gemara. One final point, Rashuk Yecheben here discusses, talking about basar b'chalav. So we're talking about somebody who wants to be a chef. So he wants to be a chef, so he has all these things that he has to study and things that he has to witness. So he has to go. Part of the course is going to talking about the Chutz La'aretz. Chelik misodos habishol malabdinai de bishol basar b'chalav. You go to like fancy chefs, and some of them are not Jewish, making basar b'chalav. Hatavacha yudi lo yitzarech lavash elitz basar b'chalav ela yiras habishol v'yomar asodos hamiksoa. The Jew who's in this course is not going to have to make basar b'chalav. He's just going to have to watch. The question is, we know basar b'chalav is usher to eat, it's usher to get benefit from, and usher to get hana'a from. So is this called hana'a? This is what's called hana'a. Going to watch a non-Jew. A non-Jew is not mechuyev in mitzvos. A non-Jew could cook basar b'chalav, but a Jew getting benefit from the basar b'chalav, right? That even if a non-Jew makes the cheeseburger, I'm not allowed to eat it, right? Assuming a cheeseburger is called bishul. But the Chashuk Yechemet says, he quotes from the Gemara Maseches Bechoros that Chazal were trying to get hana'a from a mace. We're not going to get to that Gemara right now. But either the Maisa, he is no de la Hachmir. He's no de la Hachmir. V'itachein, right? This has to do also, similar, as I quoted, but the Har Tzvi, 100 years ago, already discusses medical school and anatomy and getting Hana, Isur Hana ben Ameis. Is there Isur Hana by knowledge? Is there Isur Hana by something that you can't touch? It's not tangible, right? It's already discussed back 100 years ago, when the Shilas first started, not the beginning, but the modern Shilas started coming. This is a course you sign up for. You pay money for this. You pay money, so it shows that it is a tangible benefit. Not you can't touch it, but it's a tangible benefit. Then he quotes another example, but he's no to lahachmir in this case. Again, it will be similar to those cases of the anatomy from the cadavers. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on the last line. Tana Rabbanan. Dine Mamanis Bishlosha. Dine Mamanis, as we had in the Mishnah also, Dine Mamanis is with three, and we had the sources for that already on yesterday's daf, in terms of whether it's two plus Ein Bez Din Shakol, or you have three from three Elohims, that was the Machlokas, that we had on Dav Gimel and Mabez, between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. Says the Gemara, so Dine Mamanis Bishlosha, Vim Hayim Mumcha L'Rabim, Dona Fili Yechiti. But if he is an expert, Mumche l'rabim, then he can judge even alone. What does an expert mean? Rashi quotes the pasuk we had back on Daf Gimel also. Dichsiv b'tzedek tishpot v'kasavar ein kan eir parshios. If you do not hold of eir parshios, remember, what does that mean? It means that the source for judges, Elohim, is in the parsha of Shomrim and the parsha of Kofer Pipikadon, which is the type of example of a gazlan, as Rashi said at the beginning of the Masechta. If you say that, that doesn't belong there in the parsha of Shomrim, but it's taken out, meaning Shomrim does not require the other example given is modav miksas, but here too it doesn't require the Elohims. You take it out and you apply it to hodos v'halvos. So Rashi says if you don't say that, so then you would not require three, and therefore based on the other pasuk of b'tzedek tishpot amisecha, that is so mumcha l'rabim could judge even alone. Is this a din d'oraisa? Is this a din d'rabbanan? That is the discussion in the Rishonim here. Tosfos quotes right in the middle of the top Tosfos after quoting Rashi. Lakach nirali dafilu ma deboy gimu mumchin b'daraisa. Even if you would say your parshius, as Tosfos said earlier also. Takata d'rabbanani diyachin mumchal rabim donafili chidi. It's a din d'rabbanan. So it seems to be like against Rashi. Rashi is quoting that it's not Eir Parshias, and it's based on the Pasuk of B'tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. Tosfos says, no, even if you require three Midaraisa, the Rabbanan can knock it down, Don Afil Yechidi, Litzorech, the Din Rabbanan, Litzorech, what society needs. And remember the Rambam that we discussed. B'tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha, one is good, and if two judge, Edi Neim Din. How do you put those two together? What is exactly the definition of a Mumche L'Rabim? Right, the Adrama says, a Yadua L'Rabim. He's known publicly. Does not mention Svicha here. Right, we'll have to get to that. But, Mumcha L'Rabim sounds like he is an expert. He is an expert in what he does. Says the Me'iri, you know what, let's just read the, next line, and then we'll get back to the Me'iri. Amar Rav Nachman, Kagona Na, Don Dini Mamanis Bi'achiti. Rav Nachman says, like I could judge Dini Mamanis alone. Again, he's not bragging, he's just saying, the category that I'm in, he's teaching his students, if you have the requirements that I've spent my life fulfilling, so then you could also judge Yechidi. I can do that. So he asked the Gemara, Ibayilahu. What did they mean? Reb Nachman and Reb Chia. What did they mean by saying, like me? Kagona na de gamirna visavirna vinakitna rishusa, like me, who I am learned, gamirna, I have gathered all of the material, savirna, and I know how to be mosif, I know how to be mechadish, I know how to apply it, vinakitna rishusa, and I also received authority to paskin, right, that's new, gamirna visavirna is based on the knowledge, nakitna rishusa means I have gained the authority, right, Rashi, mireish galusa, from the political head of the Jews in Bavel, Dainina Dini Mamanis Biachidi, right? Is that what they meant to say? All these, Avalonakin Rishusa Dini Laudina, but if they wouldn't have gotten the authority, even if they would have been smart enough, that would not be good enough, right? And that's not what the statement of Mumchal Rabbi means. Odilma, no. Avagav, Delonakin Rishusa, even if they wouldn't, have gotten the authority, they happen to, but even if they wouldn't have it, Dine Dina, so then their Din would be a Din. That's the question. What does Mumchal Rabbi mean here? Does it mean that they have gotten Rishus from the Reish Galus, or as we'll see, from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Tashma, de Marzutra, Bereid, Rav Nachmin, Dondina, Marzutra, judge the case. Vita'a, Aslakame, and he made a mistake. Aslakame, de Rav Yosef, and the assumption is that he did not have Rishus from the Reish Galusa. That's clear from the story. So they came in front of Rav Yosef, what to do? So Amarle, so he says to Marzutra, Im Kibluch Alayhu, if they accepted you, we'll go with Rashi's shot first. If they accepted you, what does that mean? Rashi, legamre leilech acharecha. If they accepted you totally to go after you, im ladin, im letaus. Whether you judge correctly or not, v'lo yitva ucha, and they wouldn't be toveah from you. So if that is true, so lo teshalem. If they accepted you totally, so then you do not have to pay. But the e lo zil shlim, but if they did not accept you and give you that patur, so then zil shlim, you have to pay. So what do you see from there? That even if a mistake was made, still the din would be the din. He would just have to pay, right? So that is what the Gemara says in this case about his situation. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. 1 second. So that's Rashi. So im ladin im latos. The Ran is not happy with Rashi's pshat because he says that if kiblo chalayu, that's a davar pashut. Right? Anybody can accept anybody to be a din, a dayan, right? And to have a ptur. You can make whatever condition you want. We're going to have now later on a Mishnah. You can accept your parents to be your dayan, if everybody agrees. You can accept Shlosha Roy Bakar. We'll have to talk about that Mishnah later on. But ask the Ran, what does Rashi mean? If they accepted you, so of course they accepted you, then, they accept you for whatever they want. Says the Ran, after quoting Rashi, Pshat v'lo mechuvar, shem kiblu et ta'uso tzrichal ameymar, she'eno mishalein. You have to say that. The ode. And also, how would it be a proof that, oh, you see from here that even without Rishus, it's a din? No, it's a din because they accepted him. Rather, they accepted, maybe it means they were makabal the din, but by mistake, they weren't makabal him. So, as for, he says, Elavade hachi ikar apir, says the Chidushi Aran, which, as we've said, is a defining, again, every Rishon is defining, but on Sanhedrin, he plays a crucial role. Ela vaday hachi ikar apirish. Im kiblo chalayu. What did Rashi say? If they accepted you, even if you make a mistake, no. Says the Rana means as follows. If they accepted you, stam. They accepted you to be their dayan. Then, patam natashlumen. Why? Because once they accept you, and you are an expert, then you become someone who it is as if you got rishus from the Reish Galusa, where you have an exemption. And it's appropriate sharishus shenos lo bali dinim al atzman omedes lo bim makom natilas rishus be Reish Galusa l'chol ha'olam. If they accepted you, so why are they accepting you as the judge? It must be they accept you as if the Reish Galusa accepted you. And just like if you have Rishus from the Reish Galusa, the head of the political head of the Jews in Bavel, right, to give Rishus to Paskin, so then you would have an exemption. So do they accept you? Shev shlitim alatzman k'mo Reish Galusa kol Yisrael. The ilo give look alive, if they didn't accept you, so then zil shlim achar sheta'ita v'lo natla Rishus me Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa didn't give you Rishus. They didn't give you specific Rishus. So then if you make a mistake, so then you're gonna have to pay. So that's where the Ran modifies what Rashi says the case is, right? A different shot. Two other points. Tosus here discusses, right, what is done Yechidi. And Rav Nachman, Rav Chiya says, like us, we were done Yechidi. Isn't that against the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Ask Tosfos towards the bottom. Dibra Maskel Kigon. The Haditznan as Tosfos, it says in Pirkei Avos, Alti Dan Yechidi, Shei Dan Yechidi Ala Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that judges alone. How could these Amoraim judge alone, violate the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? Says Tosfos, two answers. Number one, Eitzatova Kamashvon. Pirkei Avos is giving you good advice. Not saying it is, sir. Shelo Yit'eh. It's not a good idea because if you're alone, you'll probably make a mistake. But it's not mochrach, right? Number one, that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos means. V'hada amar kigon anal, haynu klomar yachol ladun v'lo shehaya done. Aye, that which we said, that which the Gemara says, like us, doesn't mean they did it. It means they could have done it. They could have done it, but of course they would follow Pirkei Avos. But again, if you're alone, there's a better chance that you might make a mistake. It's an interesting marsha in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that when 10 people are learning Torah, so then there's the Shechina. And when 5 people, and when 3 people, and 2 people, and 1 person, so the Gemara says, if even when 1 person is learning Torah, the Shechina is present, so then why does the Pasuk and the Chazal have to say that even 1 person learning Torah? So the Gemara has a Lashon of, if 2 people are learning Torah, then, I forgot the exact Lashon, Michtavin Milei, right? Their words are roy to be written down. And if it's only one person, lo michtavin milei. So why is that? That's just a higher level of shechina, michtavin milei. So the Marsha there says, Tosfos discusses it there too, but the Marsha there says, because when 2 people are learning together, they have the back and forth, then you're probably going to come to the emes. Because you have the back and forth, and the other person is not going to let you get away with something that doesn't make sense. But when only one person, they might make a mistake, like Tosfos says here, right? Don Yechidi, they might make a mistake made, and therefore it's not as worthy of being written down. Interesting line in that Marsha. That's like the first day of Tosfos here. Inami, or number 2 says Tosfos, Rogil Hayebedinim Veilach Hashem Yitte. They were super experts, and they judged a lot, and they were very experienced. And when the Mishnah says, Alti Dan Yechidi, that's talking about maybe somebody who doesn't judge all the time. Again, it's a Chiddush in that Mishnah, but that is what the second suggestion of Tosfos is. If you look at the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Tur in Simen Yud discusses a number of these halachas, but the beginning of the Tur says the Tur in Simen Yud, Tzarech Hadayin Lios Matun Bedin. First Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. A dayan has to be patient. Shelo yifsakenu ad sheyachmitzenu. He has to let it become chametz, but he has to delay. V'yisav yitinbo. V'yibarulo kashemesh. Ki barov masa umatan yerei laomko. Right through discussion, so that's when you get to the depths of the matter. Kamosha Amar, Asafki et chametz levavi, v'kul yosayesh tonan. V'hagas libo bohora. And it's quoting the Shulchan Aruch also. V'kofetz, uposeg adid kodem sheyach kirenu heitev, beino levein atzmo, aji barlo kashemesh, hariza shote, rasha, v'gazruach. Somebody paskins alone and quickly without the proper perspective, so then it's not a good thing. V'chom mi shebali yado din, umidameyu ledin acher, shebali yado kfar. I have a case. Oh, yes, exactly what happened last week. What I had. Upasku, v'yeshimo chacham ba'ir sheyacholi himalechbo, ve'enonim lachbo, but now you have somebody else that you can talk about it with. The earlier time you were alone, but now somebody's there. Hare shote v'gasruach. Here he leaves out the word Russia. Shote v'gasruach. V'darshu chachamim l'chachamim darshin, ki rabim chachamim epila, zetalmit shelo higia lahora'a umore. V'atsumim kol harugeha, shu higia l'rabin umore. That's the double chazal. If somebody who's supposed to paskin who doesn't, somebody who shouldn't paskin, any paskins. V'oshi adar tzarech lo, right? If the dar needs him, so then even though the Gemara says, that you have to, you know, let other people go ahead of you, but if the dar needs you, then you have to step up. That's where Moshe Feisty writes also in the Akhtava to the Igris Moshe. It's a balance, right? We can't be paskening if it's not appropriate or it's too quickly, but once we're in the parsha, then it's a responsibility, to pasken. One final point, and then, we'll move on, and that is, well, first we'll read the Meiri, and then we'll have the Machlokas Rishonim. The Meiri here, as I said, we'll get back to. The Meiri says, what does it mean, done, a mumchal rabim? What exactly is the definition? Says the Meiri. Dini ma'amanis b'shlosha ediotos, kamo shabiyarda b'shem ni'ilas delas, v'imhaya mumchal rabim, kigon, sheyeshlo shtei madregos b'yadia. He has two levels of knowledge. V'hu, shekvar lomad b'chtei tzarcho, he's learned a ton. The Yeshlo Charifus V'Das Salul U'Pilpul Miyushar La'Avchin Bein Advarim U'La'Avi'am B'Mitzaref. Right? I mean, he learned a lot, but not only that, he could apply it. He could distinguish between cases. He has that extra sixth sense. V'Hu Shenikmer Kan DeGamirna V'Savirna. That's the double lashon. V'Chein Shenisnase V'Nivchan. Bibikius didim. So that type of person who has both of those, number one, the knowledge, number two, the ability to take that knowledge and to translate it and to apply it, so then dona filu biyachidi midivre sofrin. That's the Meiri Shita. Midirabanan, like Tosfos said. Shekol kayotzi bazeh kishlosha yotosu bechol makom. Just like three adyotos, v'afladas hamatzok shlosha mumchin min haTorah, and even if midaraisa you think you need three mumchin, k'shem shetiknu sheshlosha adyotos donin, b'chad tegamir, kach tiknu lios yachin mumche. Rashai ladun im bo lefan av ladun, afa mi shelo kiblu, v'afa mi lo hayelo rishos b'mez reish galusa. Mikobakam, if he's Torah, then he has to pay, v'chulu. And he continues. Good. Finally, the last point. Okay, sometimes the yachin mumche is lada paskin. Is he considered a bastard for other halachas? Besides the idea that he's able to give a psak din. What about for other areas of halacha? And one good litmus test is, what if somebody is moda in front of this yachin mumche? Is that considered a hoda'a bifnei bezdin or not? Right, we know if somebody is moda outside of court, it doesn't have the same strength as being moda in court. Moda b'knas. Moda b'knas pater. Right, so what if he's moda in front of a yachid mumche? So that is another machlokas we shown in the Rambam paskins that it is not considered as a hodah. Says the Rambam, Ava bisha yachid mumche, o misha natal rishus bi bezin agadol, mutu ladun yachidi mikamakom. Eino chashuv bezdin lios hodah shebefanav kemoda bebezdin afilu hu samuch. Even if he's a samuch, One is not considered a bezdin. That's what we mentioned a few days ago. Remember we mentioned, what is smicha? Is it a function of bezdin? Is it a function of a hora'ah? And the Rambam, a number of cases, says, no, it's a function of hora'ah. To paskin, to be called a psak, a person has to be, it has to be a samuch, right? Not to be called a bezdin. Aval, that's what the Rambam paskins. By geirus, for example, right, Rishonim say that you might not need smuchin, because it's a did of bezdin, but it's not a did of hora'ah. But other Rishonim argue. It says the Rambam, aval gibel al yotos ha'odal, if they have chashuva, kilufnei bezdin. Three hedyotos, ironically, is considered in front of bezdin. But when it's in front of one, no good. And then the tour in Simon Gimel quotes, umidivre adoni avizal, from the words of my father, the Rosh, yiresh she'ein chilek, bein yachin mumche legimel hedyotos l'chol davar. That the Rosh would say, no, once the Rabbana gave a yachin mumche the ability to paskin, that also means he has the ability to be called a bezdin for other areas of halacha, as well. For example, Hoda. And the Ksos discusses this in Simon Gimel as well, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amarav. Hi, Manta Baila Me Dandina. If somebody wants to judge a case, Vita Mi Baila Miftara, and if he makes mistakes, he wants to be Pater, Lishkal Rishus, we may Resh Galusa. He should get the Rishus from the Resh Galusa, and therefore, and hopefully the Resh Galusa won't give him Rishus unless he is a Gamir and a Savir, and then he'll have all of the, ingredients. So, then he'll be Pater. V'chena Marshmua, Lishkal Rishusa, we may Resh Galusa. Good. Pshita. So now, once we're talking about this authority, again, this is not the authority, this is not smicha, as we mentioned earlier, but it's authority, either from the Reish Galusa in Bavel, or from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. So, pshita, mehacha lahacha, umehasam lahasam. If you have the authority hacha, meaning a Bavel, from the Reish Galusa, to judge a case in Bavel, or the Avershus from the Nasi to judge a case in Eretz Yisrael. That's all good. That we all understand. And then, Umei Hacha Lahasam Mahani, and also, if you have Rishus from the Reish Galusa, that is a more powerful, expansive Rishus, and that could even allow you to judge cases in Eretz Yisrael. Mei Hacha Lahasam Mahani, why to Hacha Shevet V'Hacha Hasam Mechokek? What does that mean? Hacha, here in Bavel, the authority of the Reish Galusa comes from Shevet. Shevet, it refers to Malchus, refers to David HaMelech, right? That is power, right? Rashi, Lashon Srara, V'yesh Lohen Rishus LaHafkir, the Hefker Bezdin Hefker, right? They have the power to do whatever they want, right? That's the, it comes from Srara, power. V'hasam Mechokek, and Hasam over there in Eretz Yisrael, Mechokek means, Rashi quotes, Srara Mu'etes, it's a lesser power. Mechokek is more of a lawgiver, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is called a Mechokek. Mechokek, Kidetanya, Lo Yasar Shevim Yehuda, as the Gemara Darshas on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Elu Rashi Galio Shebebavel, Sherod Dinetz Yisrael, Bashevet. Shevet means powerful, and they rule over the Jews with an iron fist, so to speak. That's referring to the Reish Galusa. Umechokek bibein raglov, elu bibine butav shel Hillel, shemalanda Torah barabim. That's the family of Hillel, right? The Nisim. And they are Malami Torah, but they don't have, in terms of the political, elastic power and authority to judge, right, that is not as strong. So that is why, if somebody gets Rishus from the Reish Galusa, so then, they would be able to paskin in Eretz Yisrael as well. Tosfos here discusses exactly the difference before we get to the flip side. Tosfos discusses in Dahacha, Tosfos says, Mash for the Shevet Adiv. It sounds like Shevet is Adiv here. But one second, didn't we just have a Gemara towards the end of Baba Basra, Kufnun Ches, Avira de Eretz Yisrael is Machim, and the land of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise, right? So what do you mean the power is greater? So says Rabbeinu Tam. 2 points that Tosfos says. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam. Tahani mili, when do we say their power is greater? When do we say that their wisdom is greater? Tahani mili, b'milsa disuva heter, to b'nei Yisrael chaki b'tvei. In terms of giving, psak in isuva heter, that's where we would say the b'nei Eretz Yisrael would be greater, because that's the avir de Eretz Yisrael's machkin. And it's in terms of Torah. But in terms of the power of money, monetary law, hefker bezin hefker, and to have a ptur, to have an exemption if a mistake is made, so that doesn't have to go by the most wisdom, that has to go by the most authority. The most authority goes by the B'nai Bavel. There you can shave it, right, and that's the road to Amba Makel. And where does this come from? Tosfos quotes at the end, the Yerushalmi. Tosfos says that the Reish Galusa come from the males of David HaMelech, and the Nasi from the Nekevos. Right, he quotes the Yerushalmi. So again, they're both come from David HaMelech in some way, but either way, that is Shevet and Mechoke. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Shiuri Harav, again, that was put out, that maybe there's a difference even in terms of how we look at this power. Says Rav Soloveitchik here, V'nira de be'emes chalukim heim. Right, there's two types of Netilas Rishus. Right, Meiresh Galusid from the Nasi. From the Netilas Rishus, Me'es HaNasi, O Me'bezin Shabarat Yisrael, Moel Midin, it's interesting, he flips the words that we're used to. Rashi uses Hefker Bezin in terms of the power. But Rav Soloveitchik says, maybe there's a difference between legal power, right, from Bezdin, or monarch power, from Malchus. Suggests Shevet is coming from Malchus, right, from Melech, that's Shevet. And that's a different type of power than even using the lush of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, but from Bezin. That's what he quotes from the Rambam. And the Rambam also says this in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says, Rashi Galiosha Bebavel Bimako Melech Him Omdin. Very important lushan for our Gemara. The Reish Galuses in Bavel are in place of the Melech. Quotes the Hagos Amanios, quotes the Yerushalmi here. Exactly what Tosas quoted also. It's the Yerushalmi in Kilayim Tes Gimel. Tosas doesn't quote where it is, I don't think, but the Yerushalmi is in Kilayim Tes Gimel. Says the Hagos Amanios on this Rambam quotes it. Mebnei Marosh Golosh Rebavel Godol Min Hanasi Sheveret Yisrael, Mebnei Shuba Min HaZacharim, Hanasi Ba Min HaNekevis. Okay. Says the Rambam. Back to the Rambam. Rashi Golosh Rebavel B'makam Melechim Omtim. V'yesh Lahem L'Rados Es Yisrael B'chal Makom V'laduna Lehem. Bein Ratzu And then he quotes, then he quotes the other way, it doesn't work, as we will see. But the Rav Soloveitchik suggests that's a conceptual difference where their power comes from. Does it come from Idin Melech? Does it come from Idin Bezdin? And that's the root of the difference here. The Chashuk Yechemet, the second one of the day, discusses, what if you have a machlokas haposkim, and you have an even number of poskim on both sides of the issue, so you can't follow the rove. Even number, maybe one against one even, but one of them happens to live in Eretz Yisrael and one of them doesn't. Is there any reason to go by one over the other? Any reason to go by one over the other? So he says, Yesh bakom lomar, shenifsoka chacham be'eretz Yisrael. Maybe you should go by the one in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Our Gemara and Tosfos. When it comes to Isser v'heter, so then, it says, but you go by your Eretz Yisrael, or Chaki Mitvei. Right? When it comes to power, monetary laws, then maybe you would go by the B'nai Chuzar. Again, talking about when it's totally, totally equal. And it's not your Rebbe, and it's not somebody who's a God Lador. He says, U'dachir d'akav avid italya, he says, when I was younger, Omer li achazonish, kishasha'altif kifim Allah. So as I asked this to the Chazonish, right, so Silverstein, kirofei b'Yerushalayim, he says, if you have two doctors, what do you have two doctors? Exactly this, they're both the same experience, they're the same wise, but one of them happens to live in Yerushalayim, and one of them has to live in Tel Aviv. Is there any reason? So again, if there's a medical reason to go by one or the other one, that's what you should do. But theoretically, if they're exactly equal, if there's any reason, so says the Chazon Ish, go by the Rofi in Yerushalayim. Wow. Obviously, most of the time, kimad, it's impossible in a real, actual case that you'll have exactly equal. Mistah may have to do more research. One of them will have a reason that you should follow that one more than the other one. But either way, this is Lo Yotzer Shevet Yehuda, discussions of this power. Interesting tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva, again, the Radvaz was the leader of the Jews in Egypt. And then again, Kimat, all of his shuvas are many of his shuvas, I should say, are quoted Lamaisa in the poskim. The Radvaz quotes he was asked the following shaila in Gimel Tovkuf Tes. Al ma samchu b'Mitzrayim lios lahem nagid echad. This is a historical shuva. In Mitzrayim, they have one leader, Odayan echad. So why here in Egypt do we have like one political leader? Because of our Rambam. that you're allowed a mutal adon yachidi, aval you're not considered a bezdin, and it's a mitzvah chachamim to not be alone. So tshuva, it's a long tshuva. Let's just read the first five lines. Says the Radvaz, Zorach Shateida. And this is an example where something comes from earlier generations, and it might not have been decided, but it just kind of happened. She'ikar davar zeh nimshach, ki karav l'tchilas malchus ha'yishma'elim. When the Muslim rule started in Egypt, ki karav l'tchilas malchus yishma'elim, melech Mitzrayim, hanikra etzlam chal khalifa, the caliphate, nasa bas melech Baghdad, hi bavel. Ukishabala Mitzrayim, when she came to Egypt, this princess, Shalal Inya Yehudim, she asked about what's the story with the Jews in this country. Vayeshlahem Melech Onasi, would they have a leader? Va'amrla Melech Elohem, Lo Melech Velo Nasi, Amrlo, Vahaloba Malchus Avi, where I come from in Baghdad, Yesh Yisraelim Harbi, there are a lot of Jews, Vayeshlahem Nasi, Nikra, Reish Galusa, Vehumi Zera David Amelech Alava Shalom. Where I come from, in Iraq, in Bavel, there's a Reish Galusa, the Avi Mitbarechbo, and my father gets much honor from him, and gets brachas from him, the Oselo Kavod Gadol, the Fishu Zemizera Malachim, the Nevi'im. Umiyad, so she brought that idea to Egypt too. Umiyad, Tziva HaMelech, Lohavi Lo Meisham, Ish Echad, Mizera David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Vishalchu Ish Navon V'Chacham, Mar Ploni, Mizera HaNesiim, Umana Oselo Nagid. That's how you got a leader here. They copied from the Reish Galusa of Bavel, and they had a Shmuel, the Nagidim, right? There are many. Shmuel HaNagid, right? In the Rambam's time, these Nagidim came from here. Al Kol HaYehudim, Asher B'chol Malchusa, Umisham Nishtash Del HaNagidos B'Mitzrayim, V'hoyalo Harmanusa D'Malka, he had power, Umamar HaMelech L'Radosa Sa'am B'Makel V'Ritzua, T'chsev Lo Yotzer Shevim Yehuda, V'yach HaShnitz Chazer Adamim B'Mitzrayim, Oshalo Yehoyu Lo Zaro Re'uyim L'Minui, they're not from David HaMelech anymore. Okay, but they kept the idea. They kept the position. Chazar anegidus lemisharu uya lamitzar chachmaso umaisav vayadon yachidi b'dinim amenis umanish umake umanade umachrim kefimash etzri chasha v'kolze b'mamar v'gdiras HaMelech ad shemolchu hatugroin. And he continues v'avagav debatla anegidus b'avonoseinu v'ein lanu harmanusa nishar haminag arishon shayadon yachidi dayanechad b'makam hanagid. This is where it comes from, and that's why that's the minhag in Mitzrayim today. Again, historical tshuva relating to this, well, Yasa Shevim Yehuda. Again, there's more, the Ramban in Vayechi, but we'll have to leave that for now, about Yasa Shevim Yehuda. If we have time later, we'll come back. But either way, we're in the middle of a question. The Gemara says, so the power from Hacha Lahacha and Hasam Lahasam works, and Mehacha Lahasam also works. What about if you have Rishus from the Nasi? Could you go judge cases in Bavel? Mehasam lahacha mai. So Gemara is going to say no. Tashma, Drava Rachana Dandina. Well, we'll see what the Gemara says. I take that back. Drava Rachana Dandina Vata, Rabba Barchana. Not to be confused with Rabba Bar Barchana, the Amora. But Rabba Barchana Dandina Vata, he judged a case and he made a mistake. Asa l'kamad Rabbi Chiya. He came in front of Rabbi Chiya, Amalei, Kiblo Chalayhu, Lo Teshalim, Vilo Zoshlim. If they accepted you, same lush as before, then fine, you're off the hook. But if they did not accept you, you have to pay. But you see, the case is a case. V'harabah Barchana, Rishus Avinokin. But Rabba Barchana had Rishus from the Nasi. So why would he be Chayiv at all? So it must be, Shvamina, Mehasam Lahacha, Lo Mahani, Shvamina. It must be that you could judge the case, but you wouldn't have the exemption of the, as if you had Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Period. Says the Gemara, really, v'lo mahani, it wouldn't help. V'haraba bar Rav Huna, ki avi mitzi ba'adi debei Reish Galusa. When he used to argue with the people from the house of Reish Galusa, Amar, he used to say, la minayichu nakizim rishusa. I didn't get rishus from you. Nakizim rishusa mi Abba Mari. I got rishus from my father. Uva Abba Mari me Rav. V'Rav me Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya me Rebbe. Meaning ki had rishus. So it sounds like in his argument, he's saying, well, I don't need your rishus. I have my own rishus. Sounds like it's good enough. Answer, he was just threatening. He was just saying, oh yeah, I do have rishus. But halachically, it wouldn't have held up in court for the exemption. Says the Gemara, if it wouldn't help, why'd he get rishus from the Nasi anyway, if he knew he was going to Bavel? For some of those border cities, between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and therefore they would be considered nechshav, part of Eretz Yisrael, in terms of this authority. Good. My reshusa, what does it mean to get reshus? To get reshus to paskin a case and maybe even have an exemption. So ki abinach, as Rabbi Bar Chana le Bavel, when he was going down to Bavel, right, based on the story we were just saying, Amar le Rabbi Chia le Rabbi, Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi, who was the Nasi, ben achiyore le Bavel. Rabbi Bar Chana was Rabbi Chia's nephew. So he says, my nephew, my son and my brother is going to Bavel. Yore, do you give him reshus to paskin Isra Be'etar? Yore. Yadin, right? Dinam Aminis? Yadin. Yatir Bechoros? Do you give him reshus to be Mata Bechoros? Right? Which was a major issue, right? Meaning, if you have a Bechor Behema Tahora, you have to know if it has a Mum Kavua. If it has a Mum Kavua, then it's Chulin, and, you know, you can just shecht it wherever you want. If it only has a Mum Over, so then it's still a Karbon. It's not just Karbon. Right? This, as is known, this is the only Karbon that's automatic. Right? It's the only Karbon that we have to worry about today. Right, unless we're makdish something, but we're not generally going around being makdish anything. But if I have an animal who has a firstborn, right, a bechor behema tahora, so then it's a karban. Right, we get out of this, as we've learned in the past from the Shulchan Aruch, right, he quotes the Rishonim, we get out of this by being makne, a percentage of the mother, to a non-Jew. So we prevent the kedushas bechor from kicking in. But if we would have one, then we'd have to wait for a mum. And we don't have it bizman hazeh, but in the days of the Gemara, they became experts in figuring out what was the mum kavua, what was the mum over. So you have to have a special reshus for that. So you have the becharos yater. So fine, that was when Rabbi Chia spoke to Rebbe about his nephew. But he had another nephew. Kavi Nachas, Rav Labava, when Rav went down to Bavel, Amalei Rabbi Chia Rebbe, Ben Achosi Yore Labavel, the son of my sister is going down to Bavel. Yore, Yore, Yadin, Yadin. Yadin becharos, al yater. He did not give him the reshus to be matir bechoros, says the, which is, by the way, also it's interesting. Is there bechor in chutz la'aretz? Is that one of the mitzvahs that is totally on chutz la'aretz or not? So the Rambam discusses this. The Rambam in Hilchos bechoros, right? It's a mishnah bechoros. But the Rambam says, it's not a mitzvah tzli of aretz, right? The minhag was not to bring it, but the Rambam says, mitzvahs bechor beim tahora, no hages ba'aretz u bechutz la'aretz. Vein mevin becharos mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Shenemar v'yachalto l'fnei Hashem alokecha ma'ata degan chadir eshchav yitzrecha becharos becharos v'zonecha mimakom sh'atamevi ma'isur dagan atamevi bechor bakar vatzon. U'mimakom she'en atamevi ma'isur dagan i'atamevi bechor bakar vatzon el ahariyu kechulin v'yeachel bimumo. You have to wait till it gets a mum. But again, you didn't bring them from chutz la'aretz. But the halacha should apply everywhere, as the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch also discusses this. This is Shulchan Aruch, halacha lemaisa, in Simin Shinvav in Yaredeya. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this all about the halachas, like a few simanim about Bechar Behema Tahara, right after the mitzvah's opinion of Ben, mitzvah Shinvav, din Bechar Behema Tahara, be'eza zman, u'be'eza makom, noheg. Right, bein bars bein mechutz la'aretz, right, that's the halacha. And that's why they were going to Bavel, and therefore they still had to know exactly, they had to have the smicha. But ask the Gemara now, why did one nephew of Rabbi Chia get Rishus and the other one not? Maishta lamar de kakari, well, first of all, Maishta lamar de kakari ben achi, u Maishta lamar de kakari ben achosi, why did he call one of his nephews the son of his brother, and one of his nephews the son of his sister, the chite machi avimaisin, if you want to say, well, that was the reality, the haramar, that's not true. Because we have a statement that says, Ivo, v'chana, v'shila, u'marsa, v'rebi chia, they were all brothers. Kulu b'nei abba bar acha karsla mikafriave. So you see that both of these were the sons of his brothers. Right? So why does he call one of them the son of his sister? So, two answers. Number one, Rav bar achua, dahavi bar achse. Rav was the son of his brother and the son of his sister, meaning Rabbi Chia's half-brother married his half-sister. They were not related to each other, so they could get married. And they had Rav. So, because he was his half-brother, and also, because he was the son of his brother and the son of his sister, that's why he called him the son of his sister. Rabba bar Chana bar Achua de la bar Achse. And that's why he just called him the son of his brother. One answer. Or, v'iba yisema, or another answer why he called him that, al shem chachmaso. Because of his wisdom. He was so smart, he called him the son of his sister. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says on top, emor lachachma achosi at. Chachma is associated with sister, right? And therefore, that's why he called him ben achosi. Good. There's a lot here. The Taz and Yeredeya, remember we discussed that, Shin Chaf Aleph, why there's a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, and there's a bracha on Petar Chamor, but there's no bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora. It's the only one of the three mitzvahs that apply to Bechor that there is no bracha on. And the Taz gives the beautiful answer that by the other two, you're actually doing something. Right, by Pidyon HaBen, you're doing something, and by Petar Chamor, I'm switching the status of the donkey onto the sheep. I'm switching the status from my son onto the money. But when it comes to Bechor Behema Tahora, I really don't do anything. Yes, there's an idea of mitzvah lahadisha, but really it's automatically kadosh. So because of that, you only make a bracha when you're actually doing something. Right? If it happens automatically, then memela, it is you're not going to make a berachas mitzvah on that. Okay, good. Yatir Bechor is al Yatir, second line, my time, why did he not give him Rishus to be Matir Bechoros? So Ilema Mishum Delo Chachim, because he wasn't wise enough. Hakamrina the Chacham Tuba. We just said he called him Ben Akoso because he was extremely smart. Well, maybe he wasn't a bucky in Mumin. You can be very smart, but maybe he wasn't a bucky in this area. Says the Gemara of Yom HaRav, an amazing line. Shmona asar chadashim gidalti etzal roeh behema. Rav went to live on a farm for 18 months. Leida ezem umkavu of ezem umover. He wanted to learn. He wanted to learn this area of halacha to get smicha in this area. So he was an expert to know what a umkavu is and what a umover is. Ela lechalik lo kavu lo rabba barchana. Maybe, answer number one, they wanted to give kavod to Rav Rachana, meaning to the other nephew, if Rav would go down there, everybody would just go to Rav. And nobody would go to Rav Rachana. So if you give something, some smicha, not to give to Rav, that would allow Rav Rachana to also play a central role there in Bavel. Number one. V'ibay say more, maybe exactly the opposite. Mishum ha-gufei, de Rav b'kiei b'mumei tvei. He was such a super expert in Mumin, we're nervous. Vishari mume to lo yadi inchi. People will think that this is a mum over. He'll say, no, it's a mum kavua. Because he's such a super expert, and it'll lead people to make mistakes. The amri ki agavna shar rav. People say, oh yeah, this is exactly the type of mum that rav was matir. Va'asa l'mishri mum over. And they'll come to matir or mum over. Again, that is the worry. Right? It sounds like from the Gemara in Masechas, Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, where it talks about Rabbi Meir, was super smart, and that's why he couldn't, the Talmidim just didn't connect. Because he was such a charif tvei, a chacham tvei. He was too, so Rav also was such a chacham that they wouldn't have been able to understand it. Right? This is the basis even for a Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Mi Shekasav, right, she aser la chacham la hatir davar hatamua she nira la rabim shidir is aser. If something everybody thinks is aser, if you're matir it, you shouldn't do that. Should it be matir a davar tamua? The shach adds in, if you don't explain yourself. If you could explain it, then tell everybody, and they'll realize clearly what the difference is between this case, why they thought it was aser, why they're wrong. Fine, but if not, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't. Where does this come from in Shas? Does it say anywhere in Shas you can't be matir something tamua? Says the Gra, right here. Mimasha kasa bisanhedrin v'ibayaseima mishum. That's all he says. Doesn't even go to the daf. So you got to know Besekha Sanhedrin by heart. You got to know what he's talking about to know exactly. But the Gra says this is where the Shulchan Aruch got it from. Shulchan Aruch got it from our Gemara. Not to be matir davar tamua because it could lead to mistakes. Good. The Rambam, we already mentioned this Rambam a few days ago, but again, the Rambam uses this daf to say that there can be a concept of smicha l'dvarim misuyamim. Right? For certain, smicha doesn't mean for everything. The Rambam says, the yeshlam limnos l'chomi sheyirtsu l'dvarim yechidim. But then he adds in a line, v'hu sheyir ro'i l'chal hadvarim. The person has to be right to get smicha in all areas. You can give a smicha only certain areas, like Rafir was roi for all areas. Ketzad, what does that mean? How is that? Chacha mufla, sheroi lahoros b'chol atarakula. Yesh lebesin lismoch oso v'litin l'rishus ladun. Lo lahoros v'sir v'heter. O yitin l'rishus lahoros v'sir v'heter. Lo ladun dine mamadis. O yitin rishus lazev lazeh, avalo ladun krasos. O ladun dine krasos, avalo lahatir b'choros. O yitin l'rishus lahatir nidarim o liros ksamim. V'yish kol kayotzi bazeh. So it's interesting, if you look closely in this Rambam, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam doesn't say just you could give smicha v'dvarim misuyamim. But what's the first line of the Rambam? You have to be ro'i for all the smichas. If you're ro'i for all the smichas, then you can have smicha for dvar misuyamim. Why is that? Why can I be an expert in one area of halacha? And that would be good enough. The Rambam says, no, you can get smicha for that, but, you know, it's, you have to be right for all. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, maybe the point is that you can't have smicha lachatsa'in. And therefore, if you give smicha in a certain area, if you're roi lekulam, then it can be looked at as tchila smicha. Right? And you'll eventually get more. Sorach lomar v'dasa Rambam, shesmicha bi'ikaro ha'bilachol advarim. V'smicha lachatson eina chalos b'fnei atzmo. Ela d'chashiv kahascholas ha'smicha. Therefore, kol mi she'i efshar she'yavo la'hashlamas ha'smicha, efshar she'yeh b'chal tchilas ha'smicha. And that's why you don't give him smicha l'advarim misuyamim. But if he's roi for all of them, then you can look at this as tchila, and it can have some effect. Again, a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. We had that. Yore, yore. Igamir, Rishu Salam Alila Mishkal. Next line. Yore, yore. If he is a Gamir, if he is knowledgeable, so then what did he need to take Rishus for? What did he take Rishus for if he was ready, Gamir? Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? Maybe he got Rishus to be Potter if he made a mistake. Tosfos says no. If he already got the exemption in the Dini Mamanis, then the exemption would work for Yore, yore also. Right, once you get a p'tur in one area, you'll get a p'tur in another area. So, what did he need a special rishus for yore yore? Because of the following story, as we'll see, smicha is not just about knowledge. It's about how you give it over. Titania. Pamachas alach Rebbe l'makom echad v'rabbanei adam shemagablin iso sayem b'tumma. Rebbe once went somewhere and saw that people were not makbid on tumma v'tara when they kneaded their dough. They kneaded the dough with tumma, right? They weren't makpit to be matar, they're kalim. Amar lahem, mipnei ma atem makabel miso seichem pitumma. Why are you doing this? Amar lo, they said, well, Talmud echad balakad. There was a Talmud here, recently, v'horalanu, and he paskin for us, mei bitsaim ein machshirin. Water from a swamp is not machshir l'kabel tumma, right? We know tumma is only if it gets wet, right? Pasukin of Sefer Vayikra, so mei bitsaim. But he never said that really the rabbi had misspoken or they had misunderstood him. For who may baits him, Darash Lahu? Really, he had told them water, liquefied, liquefied water. Not liquefied water, that doesn't make sense. You have a liquid that comes from eggs. I mean, it's not real water. That's not one of the seven liquids. Yad Shachatam. May baits him. But the way it came out, the way they understood it, the Inu Saber may saw him kamar. They understood it as water that was a little muddy that they cleaned out. So of course that's machshir. But that was the mistake that they made. Parenthetically, big discussion. Is this Gemara a raya one way or the other for the Marshal? The Marshal mentions, it's quoted in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Marshal says, call Beitza Beya and not Beitza. Right? It's more of a lashon Mesukan, which the Achronim, the first Tiferes Yisrael, and Beitza wonders, what's the difference? Beitza is Hebrew and Beya is Aramaic. It's the same exact word. Right? And some say, our Gemara is a raya that it should be Beitza and not Be'a, because it says, how would you get confused with me Bitsaim if it was Be'a? There wouldn't be a confusion. Unless some say, well, that's exactly why the Atman Shlomo said it. Because of his Gemara, you see this confusion, that's why he said Be'a. Okay, did this Gemara come before the Marshal or after the Marshal in terms of his understanding? Either way, but this was the mistake. Vitonami Ba'a, and there was another mistake that they were making. Me Karmion, Ume Piga, Psulin, these two types of waters are pasul to use for mechatas, to mix with the paraduma ashes. Mipnei shehein me bitsaim. They are stagnant water, right? You have to have mayim chayim for paraduma. And this is not, it's like it gets caught up in the swamp. So it's not called mayim chayim. So that's what the Mishnah says. The inhu saver, but these same people thought, midal gabi chatas psili, if this water is not good for mechatas, for paraduma, achshuri nami lamachshuri, it's also not going to be machshul kabal tuma. But that's a major mistake. Valoi, hasal inyin chatas bina mayim chayim. By paraduma, there's a special din of mayim chayim, spring water, which most of the time you don't need. Hacha achshuri kalduma achshuri. But by water, any water is machshul kabal tuma. So they made these two mistakes. So Tana Bosa Shah Gazru, so at that moment they made a gzera. Even if you think you're smart and you know, Talmud al Yore Ela Imke Nota Rishus Merabo. You need Rishus from a Rebbe. Why? So what do you see from here? The Rebbe is not just giving Rishus that you have the knowledge, but you're able to give it over. You're a good transmitter, and you'll be clear in what you say. Rashi, v'chiyav le'rabo reshusa made to dayik be. It's the Rebbe's job to be medaktik, shiyehe l'shono pasuach, v'lo yitu hashomen esdvarav. And the people don't understand, right? Chachamim hizaru b'divreichem. Shem, right? People are going to be lo-meit sheker from you, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So therefore, at that time, we see smichi is not just about information, but it's about how one gives it over, how one gives it over as well. Vayter, tancham b'rei derbi ami, ikla l'chatar. Other halacha related. Darish lo, he came to chatar and he darshin. Mutter lo tos chitim b'pesach. You're allowed to soak wheat a little bit on Pesach, and then you crush it up right away. Amrlo, why? And it's not going to become chametz because it's going to be crushed up right away. Amrlo lav Rebbe Mani demin surikacha. Isn't your Rebbe here? Vitanya Talmud al Yora halacha makam rabo. And we know the halacha is you're not allowed to paskin in the place of your Rebbe. Elim kena yirachav mimenu shalosh parsos kenek machan Yisrael. You can't paskin in proximity of your Rebbe, right? So what are you doing? Amrlo lav at the toy. He's like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize this. This is a major sugya, which we'll have to pick up with next time. But just one mucker of Chaim Shmulevitz discusses this in one of the Ma'amarim in Ma'amar Samach Aleph, where he discusses the Isra Paskim Bakam Rabba with many nafkaminas. It's not just about lack of covet for the Rebbe. And it's not just based on, oh, maybe you'll make a mistake, as the Meiri says, but it's about not having proper respect for the Mesorah. If you, there is a chance to go back to a closer source in the Mesorah. So al yor halacha b'fnei rabo, and that's why it can apply to even obvious answers. That's why it can apply. Right? There's differences. The Rambam is machalik between whether somebody is koveya medrash or just gives a psak. What's the difference? Koveya medrash is a little different because that's there you're like undermining. You're calling yourself the Rebbe and not your Rebbe the Rebbe. It's a major sugya which Hashem we'll talk about at the beginning of the next year. But let's just do the next three lines. Rashi wonders what this is doing here, right? It's not exactly clear what the story is doing here. But maybe the message is that when it comes to Isser, you don't have to worry about the giving covet to your Rebbe. Rebbe, when it's Chil Hashem. Rebbe Chia Chazi, Lugav, Radavi, Kovet, Reis HaKvaris. Rebbe Chia saw someone who was standing in the cemetery. Amarlei, Lav Ben Ish Ploni, Kohenata. Aren't you a Kohen? What are you doing there? What do you mean his Rebbe was in town? No, no, when it comes to preventing somebody from an Isser, you don't stop. You don't act reticently. Amar le'in, avua dehu gavar gavoi naim ave. Nosein ene begrusha v'chilo. No, no, my father was a haughty of eyes, literally. He was married to Grusha, meaning I'm a chalal, and therefore I'm not a Kohen. I'm allowed to be here. He obviously said this, in an appropriate way. He didn't scream at him, the Meiri says here, and therefore maybe that's the message, says Rashi, what this Gemara is doing here. La frusha meisura, you don't have to worry about being mor halacha b'makom rabo. Again, there's a lot more. We'll have to stop here, and we'll pick up again next year. We'll be put up from the last cycle. I'm pretty sure at the beginning of the shiur I spoke more about mor halacha b'fnei rabo. And again, today's shiur was sponsored l'refush lema tova mato baschana etel, and sponsored on the yard site of Mr. Jack Geizals, Rabbi Yehuda ben Binyamin Li'ilui Nishvaso. Okay, we will stop here. Next year will be from the last cycle, and then we will pick up.